Yeah, this is a trip. Nice listening to you. Normal Show Live on 16.
That's right. So we just starting the recording here, and tell everyone your name.
I'm Sam Isaacs. I work with Incredibles Extracts.
All right. Sam Isaacs is here, and he describes himself as a longtime fan, going all the way back to the Normal Show Live days, like you and Bacon Dan. Been listening forever.
Yeah, I've been listening since I was 16. I'm 22 now in Pennsylvania. Actually, 15 technically. And I I was learning about cannabis, and I found Normal, and then Normal Show Live, and then that led to that was a great network of a bunch of different shows, and they were everywhere. You had the Russ Belville show. Well, what was that? Was that just Normal Show Live?
Normal Show Live, yeah.
Yeah, and that was in Oregon. And you had the Lively Libra Lounge, and that was in Iowa.
Yeah.
And you had the Cannabis Cure UK, and that was in UK.
Yeah, obviously.
And then you had the Tim Martin show.
Yeah.
Tim JDR, Tim hosted by Tim Martin, and that's why I moved out here, and I got into the industry, and I became a producer for iCannabis Radio when I was 19, and then I became a trimmer for Herba at MMD of Colorado here in Denver, and now I'm a grower, I'm assistant grower at Incredibles, and you can find our edibles in every dispensary in Colorado.
I gotta tell you, this is like, you know, the most amazing thing to hear from my perspective, right? Because it's like, I think back to when I was a kid, and I heard Another One Bites the Dust. It tells you how old I am, right? When I was a kid, Another One Bites the Dust came out.
That's awesome.
Da-da-dum-dum-dum. And I thought, ooh, yeah. I want to do that. I want to play bass.
Yeah.
So to think that you were 16, listening to me ramble on about marijuana, and it's led you into this whole industry and this whole world, I'm just incredibly flattered that it had some impact.
Oh, absolutely. I was here. I was at the Cannabis Cup 2 years ago, and I remember seeing you, but I was so nervous, you know, and you're so busy. But now that I'm really, really settled down in here in this industry, I'm 22 now, you know. And
you're a wise man now.
Yeah,
wise
I'm a wise man now. Not 21.
That's right. He got a year of adulthood under his belt. He's ready to rock.
I'm ready to rock, fellas. Hey, bud. Yeah, no, it's a trip, really, because, you know, Wiz Khalifa, Ganja John, Cannabis Carrie, I reached out to her and I said, you know, thank you. I never, thank you.
Here's a joint over there.
Yeah, that's the most important thing.
Well, I'm glad that we gave you a safe space to learn about this stuff and to hear about this stuff, and, you know.
You want to hear a funny story?
Yeah, yeah.
When I was 17, I contacted, I was in the chat room, and I said, hey, guys, I'm 17, and I just started using cannabis, and my grades went skyrocketing. What do you think? And I don't know if it was you or some moderator said, sorry, you're 17. Goodbye. And then you blocked me.
Because I was on Normal at the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, yeah, Normal, they worry about their nonprofit and all that, right? So right. Now, not much of an issue. I'm independent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank God. And I, you know, I was in computer science class, so I don't remember what I did. I think I either erased my history or changed my IP address, like reset it. I didn't change it. I reset my IP address, and I just got back on.
Good.
I didn't say anything. But, yeah, no, I was like, no, this is great. This is cannabis. You know, when I first used it, I knew that this was going to be my life decision. You know, I wanted to do this for the rest of my life. Whether that was be an owner, an entrepreneur, or a grower, which I thought was one of the hardest and most elite skills to know, is how to grow good cannabis.
Uh-huh.
on a small scale and large scale, or extract, that which is extremely hard. That's chemistry.
Yeah.
And I'm not very good at science. But so right now I'm growing, and I feel like that's what I want to do, is really grow.
Yeah.
And, you know, I wouldn't have been at the Cannabis Cup. I wouldn't have got this amazing job and been a producer and met all these great contacts without first Normal Show Live and you, Russ Belville.
I appreciate that. That is awesome, Isaac. All right, so we are just chilling out here right next to the Native Roots booth, which is really two, like, you know, those industrial size, see them on a ship kind of storage containers. it's one of those stacked on top of another one. They got a DJ behind us that's going on, and in front there are all these couches and tables, and it's kind of got a nice loungy atmosphere. I'm sitting on the couch here with Isaac. I was set back here by Lively Libra, sent me back here, and she said that I had to do a dab.
Yeah, okay.
So, well, you know, not normally, and I don't know, but if Libra said so, I better get it done.
Hey, yeah.
So what do we... Oh, no, go ahead. What's up?
Ever.
Oh, wow.
That's awesome.
At a dab bar.
At a dab bar, yeah.
So I had, I come in, I've got a friend I've known from Idaho who lives here. I've known her for 20 years. Every time I come out here, I stay at her place. And she loves it because I always leave her a lot of weed because, you know, I'm taking them back to across the states.
Yeah.
So this year I was a judge for non-solvent concentrates.
Is that packaging.
And so I bring over 32 different grams of hash. She had never done dabs before at all, right? So she also, we got her first rig, torch, you know, little pick and everything. Now, she's just ringing it up,
dab
man.
This is, it's over.
She's, we're like walking around, I'm like, oh my God, I want a dab.
Yeah. Everybody's a dab head once they start. It's amazing.
Yeah. Just kind of personal bowls at the end of the night. Something to help me relax after work.
Yeah.
But my husband's not
going to
like this new habit. He's like, what is this contraption?
It looks like crack. It's a torch.
Yeah, exactly. Once you get past the stigma, you know, it's like, it's just so much more efficient, you know, like.
And you're, it's cleaner because you're
exactly.
taking all of.
No plant material.
There's no plant material, and it's not combusting. You're not smoking it. You have to vaporize it.
Exactly.
No matter what way you do it, whether you dab it, you put it on a bowl, it's going to melt, and you're going to get vapor, and it's just cleaner and better.
Exactly.
Well, this is something I was talking to Rick Cusick of High Times about, and we were talking about how, you know, my age and older, and in the next 20 years, this will be like a quaint old grandpa thing, smoking a joint. Yeah. You'd be like, oh, wow, that's weird.
Yeah,
to see someone smoking
a joint, never
right?
see a flower.
Exactly. This is pre-run, they're calling it now. You know what I mean?
Like, pre-run. You know? It's not even flower anymore. It's pre-run.
It's pre-run.
right? Like, that, how often do you hear flower is pre-run nowadays? You know what I mean? It's like
what?
Pre-run. Because there's so many flower batches and just... Straight flower runs. You know,
everyone's
like,
making rosin now. It's like, oh, you got this, and I don't have butane, just smush it.
Yeah.
Rosin.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
they'd
the
rather, they'd rather dab than smoke the weed. They'd rather destroy it.
Exactly.
Smush it, you know? And that's where it's going. Dabs.
Yeah, I really do think so.
It's a social thing to roll something up and then smoke it, you know,
for
take,
like
you know,
that,
but
though.
Like, to put yourself on, you know, before you gotta go to work or, you know, do anything important, you know, like, it's the quickest way to go about it.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that makes this, you know, so efficient for us is there's a point after you've been smoking weed for a long time, you build a tolerance.
Exactly.
And, like, I haven't got all day to get a high. Yeah, and for me, as a guy who talks on the radio 2 hours a day, I can't lose my voice by Friday from smoking all the time.
Exactly.
So a single,
saves your lungs.
Yeah. Now, I do have to hold off on the dabs before the show, though.
No.
Because it destroys my thesaurus. Oh, wait a minute. I got to use my new thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Good job. It's really small.
Yes, I have declared this. Oh, hello. Dabby McFucknuts knocking. Hello.
Put it on the lanyard, dude. Put it on my bag, you know.
All right, yeah, this is called the Mouthpiece.
Can you bring it?
Mouthpiece.us. You can get these. I declare this the item of the show.
I purchased one of those as well, but it's in my bag. I threw it in the car, you know. So much shit.
Yeah, I get to do all of these shows, and there's always one thing I see that I go, oh, now that's new.
So is that the first time you've ever seen
first
that?
First time, they just launched in February.
This is our first time ever in Colorado.
Oh, yeah?
So we had talked to somebody last night while we were at a dab bar, and he was saying the last High Times he wasn't really impressed with any new stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, the first time being here, I didn't know really what to expect, you know. Like, I've been to HempCon, I've been to those kind of things. We're from California.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so that's good to know that that's something that's new. You know what I mean? I didn't know what was, like, you know.
Well, I mean, this wasn't the last High Times stuff.
Oh, yeah?
This was in San Bernardino. You didn't go?
I was at the Bernardino Cup, but I didn't see this one.
Yeah, they were there.
They were there?
Yeah.
Because, you know, honestly, like, my husband doesn't smoke, and that's one of his things. It's going to be like, oh, I don't want you sharing a bomb or sharing a joint, and then you come home and I have to kiss you.
This open this
seriously.
I kiss that guy.
He doesn't smoke, and for him, that's...
Check it out. Yeah, they'll go on any size of bomb or anything. And it's dishwasher safe. You just throw it in the dishwasher. You can wash it. Yeah.
Can you throw it in the dishwasher, though?
Yeah, it's sure.
I mean,
yeah.
I'd rather hand wash it, personally.
It's the platinum pure silicone.
I don't know. I'm weird about
it. It's probably
plastic.
The same food grade, like silicone, that they use for, like, the dab container.
Yeah,
it looks like.
Same thing.
Hand wash
it. Yeah, you can hit it with a torch if you wanted to, and it's not going to do
right,
anything.
Right, right, right. It's awesome. So what was that that we dabbed, by the way?
That was...
He says, after doing it. Hey, let me do this new drug that I've never heard of.
Ghost of Jilly. So that's Ghost Train Haze and Jilly, which took us 13 packs of seeds to get this one Jilly. And it is so citrusy. It's got that D-limonene terpenoid just through the roof. And so we love it. We love this Jilly. It's awesome.
This is where... the next time I get to be a judge, I want to form a judging team. I had my friend helping me, and again, it was her first time ever dabbing, but she has a sense of smell, and I don't have much of a sense of smell, so she was helping me on the aroma categories. But I need a dab head nerd like you, who knows the names of the terpenes. So all I'm stuck with is like, it's like a juniper berry or something. I don't know. What the hell?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, well, that's how I did it. And there's so many, like, mycene. I probably messed
up. No, you got it.
Mycerine or mycene. And that's the mango. That's in mangoes. That's what makes you high. But that's also terpenoid. It's so confusing. And it's in weed as well. And so there's a bunch of different ones. I mean, I drank an apricot beer, dry dock apricot. It's a delicious beer, and I need to find that in the cannabis. And I'm sure I can. I mean, apricot is a natural plant. That those terpenoids exist. They can be in cannabis. I mean, why not? And so we have the Jilly is the D-limonene or limonene D. Doesn't really matter how you put it, the D where the D goes. And that's what she said. That's what she said. And there's the mycene. I can't remember. I have a picture on my phone of all of the, not all of them, but a lot of the extracted terpenoids in vials. And you have to whip it with your hand. And it is unbelievable. But the Jilly, we got it. We got that limonene. The sour, we have a sour band that we're growing. And that is, although that's extremely sour, but I don't know what that terpenoid is. But I could easily look it up because where I work, we just have all these lab nerds, and they're extremely, extremely smart. They're geniuses. And that's why I think we produce some of the best edibles, because we have the best extractor. We use Incredibles extractor. We built our own extractor. We saw what was on the market and said, well, there's no pressure release valves. That's not safe. Let's make some. So we did. And it's unbelievable what we have. It's no secret. We can go to our booth here at the Cannabis Cup, and you can look at our extractor. We have a 1 pound, and I'm part of the grow, so I just kind of clean the reses and see the plants before they get made into hash, and then put in the edibles or made into shatter.
Yeah, that's amazing. So, I imagine. So you've been listening to the show since you're 16. You're 22 now, and coming up. Well, first of all, you said you started using cannabis and your grades went up.
Yes.
So shooting Kevin Samet all to hell, you gained 8 IQ points.
Yeah. It's because I really didn't give a shit about anything. I was so apathetic when I was young. And when I smoked weed, I don't know what hit me, but it was just like, wow, okay, wait, they give me these textbooks. And, you know, there's authors, and there's a date that it was written, and there's words, so I should read those words. And so I read those words, and I learned, and I got curious. I got intellectually curious. I got intellectually humble. And I just, everything clicked. I was like, why weren't you reading those textbooks before? Why weren't you studying? Why weren't you really being conscious while you were doing your homework? And so I started to just give a shit. My dad was watching MSNBC a lot, and I hated it.
Yeah.
Right when I smoked weed, I was like, what's he talking about? Well, he's talking about taxes, and there's this legislation. Oh, what the hell? I want to know all about it. That affects us. Before, I couldn't give a shit. And my dad noticed that immediately, so I told him, I was like, yeah, I stopped using Adderall, which I was prescribed because I was prescribed ADHD.
Okay.
Stop using that. And I said, you know, this really, there's some weeds there's some strains of cannabis that really help me with, that really get me high and really are fun, and that are really boring, but calm me down and make me, you know, just calm me down. And he's like, well, that, you know, and because it's illegal, there's no way to, you know, I can't buy the one that does that. It's whatever the drug dealer has, whatever my friend has. And and so I started to get better grades. I started to care. I started to get more about, understand religion. I started to, like, history. I fell in love with history. And history bleeds into everything. History, I mean, cannabis bleeds into everything. And history was great because you get to see the history of cannabis and history of religion, history of philosophy. I mean, all this stuff. And that was all because I started to use cannabis. And I mean, that's when I said, well, there's got to be other people that are like me that are like, well, this is really good. Hold on. And what the government's telling you is not only like bullshit, but it's like 100%, 300% accurate, you know, inaccurate. They're saying it's bad, and they have a patent on that's cancer curing properties. Like, it's totally ridiculous. And so there was you, and who was saying, and there was Lively Libra, and you know, and there's everyone. There's more people than me, and then there was High Times.
Yes.
And I said, well, there's no cocaine times. I don't see any, like, you know, heroin times, except the history of, you know, the history of High Times had a little bit of cocaine in it. But, you know, that was in, like, the 60s, 70s. And so, I didn't see any pro-heroin, like, we got to legalize heroin for recreational use. It was more, we need to, if we're talking about those drugs, I saw, you know, DPA, Drug Policy Alliance, and Students for Central Drug Policy, who were saying, you know, these drugs, well, we don't condone them, just like we don't condone cigarettes. People use them, and they should have a safe place to use them, and we shouldn't be putting them in jail for it.
Yeah.
If they do, you know, I mean, but with cannabis, the science of that is it's actually safer than alcohol, and so it, you know, we should be treated the same. And, you know, here it is to an extent. It is to an extent. Yeah, I mean, we can have things like this. It's like you can have Beer Fest and Oktoberfest, and so you can do this. But for example, the MED came down on April 3rd on the legal dispensaries and legal shops in Denver or in Colorado. They said that if you have a booth, if you're a vendor, you can't give samples out.
Yeah.
Well, that really killed the cannabis. I mean, that's what you come out here and you go to one booth and you take a dab, and this is what we grow. Come to our shop.
Yeah.
That's awesome. We're starting a company. This is what we have. Well, they said no to that. But California companies have come out, and they have, you know, dabs that you can take because they're not licensed here. And I'm not sure what the licensing process is in California to begin with, but for extract companies. But here, you know, it kind of put a damper, but you can still bring your own. You can still share. So, you know, it's to an extent it is legal. You can grow your own, which is wonderful. You can grow six plants of med. If you're over 21, you can grow another six plants of rec. No one's knocking on your door saying, oh, you got to separate these by an inch and put a sign that says med rec. You know, that's not happening unless you own a dispensary, of course, then it's happening. So it's, you know, it's really cool here. I mean, I moved here for a reason. Instead of California, for, you know, example, because they get raids. Not a lot, but there are raids. Here, the only raids are on, for example, VIP, who was convicted of being a part of the Cuban cartels. You know, and that's, you know, some people here were saying, well, you know, keep the DEA out. But, you know, the Colorado government, the MED, cannot govern Cuba. You know, that's why we have the DEA.
Yeah.
So they said, hey, listen, you guys are good. The DOJ said, you guys are good. Just make sure you follow these rules. And those rules are simple. It's obvious. Don't sell to people who aren't allowed to get it, minors or people who aren't registered with MED. Don't sell out of state. And don't sell other drugs. And if you're going to do it, if you're going to sell anything, make sure you get a registry. Very simple. It's basically the rules we already have. And they said, good job. Now all these other states do what Colorado's doing. And so VIP said, well, let's send, you know, they said they sent weed to, apparently they were a part of these Cuban cartels and they got busted. That's why there were raids here. But it was just them. It wasn't everyone. There was dispensaries across the block that were watching and selling weed. And the DEA, the IRS who was there, and the Denver PD did not go to them because they were following the law. And so, you know, whereas in California, I feel like the law is so loose. And you can see across the country where California, it's very, very loose. And in Colorado, it's a little bit more strict. And where if you go to New Jersey, you need 3 doctors to sign. And, you know, it's very strict. And it gets stricter. Like you said, medical marijuana, I remember you saying this, medical marijuana is good, but it gets stricter and stricter as the states keep legalizing it. And absolutely, 100%. And so recreational, really just legalizing it full out would help everybody instead of just, you know. My cousin has 2 diseases, autism spectrum disorder and Laura Kleffner syndrome, so she can't really, you can't understand what she says, and it's hard for her to understand. That's the part of the brain that understands vocabulary or language, and it totally is underdeveloped. And from birth, and she's like 26. And she has a medical card, but she needed 3 doctors, and she now can have 6 ounces. But there's no dispensaries, you know, of course.
6 ounces if you can get it.
It's a joke. I mean, it needs to be taken seriously, and, you know, this medical is great, and there should be medical as well, but it shouldn't be strict. You know, if there's kids that need the CBD or if, you know, people really have a medical condition that they can go to and get it for cheap, like we have here. We can get a red card, and it's cheaper. Or you can just go to a dispensary, if you're over 21, and get the same exact thing I'm getting, but it's a lot more expensive.
A lot more expensive, that's for sure. Well, I want to thank you for giving us this wonderful dab of Ghost Jilly, right?
It's Ghost of Jilly.
Ghost of Jilly.
Yes.
And Isaac, thank you for being a long-time listener.
Thank you.
That's just very flattering. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Great dabbing with you.
Thank you. I'm starstruck.
We're going to go back inside because it's getting Portland-y out here.
I've never been to Portland, but I would agree with you. You live there.
All right. Take it easy, man.
Thank you.